Hi, this is AJ. Welcome to the mini story for Slow Burn. Are you ready? Are you standing up? Are you moving your body? Are you smiling? Are you breathing? Good. Let's start. There was a girl. Her name was Tiffany. And Tiffany had 29 cats. How many cats did Tiffany have? She had 29 cats. Did she have 47 cats? Of course not. She did not have 47 cats. She had 29 cats. Who had 29 cats? Tiffany. Tiffany had 29 cats. What did she have? Cats. She had 29 cats. But as always, she had a problem. She needed one more cat. She wanted to have 30 cats. But she needed a special cat. She needed a purple cat. How many more cats did Tiffany need? Well, only one. Tiffany needed only one more cat. What kind of cat did she need? A purple cat. Tiffany needed a purple cat. How many cats did Tiffany want total? Well, she wanted to have 30 cats totally, right? Total. She wanted to have 30. And how many did she have already? 29. She already had 29. She wanted to have 30 total. So she needed just one more cat. Did she need one more purple cat or one more purple dog? She needed one more cat, and she wanted a purple cat this time. Did she already have a purple cat? No, she didn't. All her other cats were brown or white or black. So, she wanted her last cat to be special. She wanted a purple cat. But purple cats are very expensive. Are purple cats cheap or are purple cats expensive? Well, they're expensive. In fact, they're very, very expensive. Purple cats cost $12,500,000 each. How much does a purple cat cost? Purple cats cost $12,500,000 each. Of course, everybody knows that. And so, Tiffany set aside money every day to save for a new purple cat. What did she do? She set aside money every day. She saved money every day. Who set aside money every day? Well, Tiffany. Tiffany set aside money every day. Why did she set aside money every day? Well, she set aside money every day to save for a new purple cat. Did she set aside a little money or a lot of money every day? Oh, she set aside a lot of money every day. In fact, she ate only a little bit because she didn't want to spend too much money on food. She wanted all her money to be set aside for the new purple cat. In fact, Tiffany allocated all her savings for the purpose of buying a purple cat. What did she allocate for buying a purple cat? She allocated all of her savings. All of her extra money she allocated for the purpose of buying a purple cat. Who allocated all of her savings for the purpose of buying a purple cat? Of course, Tiffany. Tiffany allocated all of her savings. She allocated all of her extra money to buying a purple cat. She saved. Every day she set aside money. All that money was allocated for buying a purple cat. She would not use that money for any other reason. Not for food, not for rent, nothing. All of her extra money was set aside just to buy the special, expensive purple cat. Finally, one day, she did it. She saved $12,500,000! She went to the store to buy the purple cat! But they were sold out of purple cats. They had just sold the last purple cat. Oh, no. How much money did Tiffany save? Tiffany saved $12,500,000. Where did she go? She went to the pet store to buy a purple cat. Did she buy a purple cat with her $12,500,000? No, she didn't. Why didn't she buy a purple cat? Because they were sold out. They had already sold their last purple cat. Who or what was sold out? Well, the store was sold out of purple cats. No more purple cats. Tiffany was very, very upset. But then she thought, oh, I'll go to another pet store. So she sprinted across the city to another pet store. Did she run slowly? No, she sprinted across the city. She ran super fast across the city. Where did she sprint? She sprinted across the city. Did she sprint home? No, she didn't run home. She sprinted across the city to another pet store. Who sprinted across the city to another pet store? Tiffany, of course. Tiffany sprinted across the city to another pet store. Why did she sprint to another pet store? Well, to find a purple cat and buy it. She sprinted across the city to another pet store to buy a purple cat. She arrived at the other pet store with $12,500,000 in a big bag. She said, I want the purple cat! And the pet store said, I'm sorry, we're sold out. Oh, no! Tiffany was very upset. So she sprinted to another pet store. She arrived and said, I want a purple cat. But they were sold out. Every pet store in the city was sold out of purple cats. No purple cats anywhere. Tiffany cried. I want a purple cat. I need a purple cat. She cried and she cried for 27 days and 5 hours. How long did she cry? Well, she cried for 27 days and 5 hours. Did she laugh for 27 days and 5 hours? No, no, no. She cried. She cried for 27 days and 5 hours. Why did she cry for 27 days and 5 hours? Because she couldn't buy a purple cat. Finally, after 27 days and 5 hours, she relinquished her dream of getting a purple cat. Did she hold on to her dream, or did she let go of her dream? She let go of her dream. She relinquished her dream of getting a purple cat. What did she relinquish? What did she let go of? She relinquished her dream of getting a purple cat. She decided, I don't need a purple cat, I guess. Who relinquished the dream of getting a purple cat? Tiffany, of course. Tiffany relinquished her dream of getting a purple cat. She said, oh, well, I guess I don't need a purple cat. So instead, Tiffany bought a beautiful, happy, little pink cat. She bought a little pink cat, and she loved it. She loved her little pink cat. And Tiffany was very happy because now she had 30 cats, including a very cute and beautiful little pink cat. Tiffany and all her cats were very happy. And that is the end of our mini story for Slow Burn. I hope you enjoyed it. Listen to this story many, many times. Always have energy in your body when you listen to these stories. Always shout your answers when you listen to these stories. If you're in a bus or train, maybe you can't do that. But, you know, maybe you can. I don't know. Try it. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.